Oh, the dandelion. Able to survive harsh environments. And that's what showbiz is, my friends. It's not just the critics, it's other comedians. Oh, yeah. They're your worst enemies sometimes. People talk about great relationships in the arts when everyone knows it's who you know. You know, little cliques. You'd stamp over someone else to get to the top. What's that analogy? We're all down a well trying to clamber over each other. When you reach the top, you're going to help anyone else over the edge, are you fuck? You just want to beat them down even more. Stay down the well, you fuck. Not me, of course. Not me. But you have to be able to survive. Get that thick skin. I chatted with a comedian the other day, and they'd been criticised by another act, and they told me how it hurt them. I'm sorry, man, to survive this business. You have to not only deal with it, but do what I do. I don't even hear it anymore. It's like a different frequency. And this is what I'd recommend to everyone. You can drown out the noise. You can set your ears on things I'd like to hear. You know, yeah, other things go in and you hear them on one level, but not any deeper. You hear them, but you don't feel them. Like a dandelion being battered by the wind. Of course, you know it's happening. But does it affect you in any way? Does it fuck? You're strong. Like a dandelion. And criticize me all you like. But as the saying goes, those who openly criticize people to their faces are cunts. And what is a cunt to a dandelion? Nothing.